It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Las Vegas Ballpark in Las Vegas, Nevada, where the sun is shining, a gentle breeze is blowing, and the Tacoma Rainiers are ready to play an enjoyable Sunday afternoon of baseball. The Rainiers, the Seattle Mariners AAA club, trying to get a split of this six-game series. This is the last game of the series. The Rainiers won two of the first three games, but then Vegas has bounced back and won the last two, so they lead the series 3-2 going into the finale today. On the mound for the Rainiers this afternoon is right-hander Daniel Ponce de Leon, who's made four starts for the Rainiers, 2-1 with a 5.19 ERA. He's had a couple good ones in a row, allowing two or fewer runs in each of his last two starts. We'll see what he has in store for us this afternoon. He'll be opposed by Las Vegas right-hander Colin Wiles, who has made three starts and has been quite successful for the Aviators so far this year. He's 2-1 with a 3.71 ERA. Wiles faced the Rainiers a couple of times last year when he was with Round Rock, and he signed as a minor league free agent in the offseason with the Oakland A's, and he's been with Vegas all year this year. So Colin Wiles on the mound for the Aviators and Daniel Ponce de Leon for the Rainiers. No roster moves for Tacoma today. A couple tidbits, though. Steven Souza Jr. has been out of the lineup now for 3 days in a row. He got hit on the thumb during batting practice. Not a serious thing, but he's been day-to-day as a result of that, and hope is to get him back in the lineup when the road trip moves on to Salt Lake City, which it will do after today's game. The Rainiers are off tomorrow, and then they start a six-game series at Salt Lake against the Angels AAA club, beginning on Tuesday. Well, it's a Sunday, and every Sunday during the season, we will, as a part of the pregame show, have a weekly interview with the Rainiers manager, Tim Fedorovich, and we'll visit with the former catcher when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community, places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
It's our Sunday visit with Tacoma Rainiers manager Tim Fedorovich. And Tim, thanks for joining me today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Tim, you've added some catching since we last spoke last week. Brian O'Keefe came off the injured list, and now Cal Raleigh has been optioned to Tacoma, and suddenly you're flush with catchers with Joe Odom also on the club and then Schaefer as well. How are you going to get all these guys in there?
You know, it's going to be tough. Obviously, Cal's going to be the priority. He's going to catch as much as he wants. O'Keefe is coming off the hamate, so obviously he's going to take some time. Kind of day on, day off type stuff. And Joe, I mean, he caught a lot the last few weeks, so that's probably more than he was expecting to coming into the situation. But he's a great guy, great teammate, and he understands everything. So
now you're a former catcher yourself, a guy like Cal Raleigh, who the Mariners have him as a top prospect, and he's been in the big leagues a bit.
do you kind of take some instructional role with him?
Oh, absolutely. I've already talked to him a couple times. Like, he's a great kid. He's excited to be able to start playing more consistently and just get those reps. I mean, that's the biggest thing for him. Like a lot of guys that get to play 1,000 games before they get called up to the big leagues. I think he was in the 700-800s. So it's just going to be good for him to just get some reps and consistently play, work on his approach at the plate, behind the plate, and just to consistently get better.
And then O'Keefe's coming off the hamate injury, which is something that seems to only happen to baseball players who are hitters. I'd heard that it affects power. He's a guy who hit 24 home runs last year. We've already seen him go deep once here. Did you ever go through that injury, and what do you kind of expect for him?
Yeah, I never had that. It's hard for me to relate, but I know a lot of guys who have. It's tough swinging coming off of that. Just constant pain, especially on swings and misses, as you may have seen the other night. But it's just something he's got to manage. He told me, he gave me a heads up that he's going to be wincing quite a bit out there, but he's going to be fine. So we're just going to manage him, see how he's doing on his days off, and just kind of go from there.
We're with Rainier's manager, Tim Fedorovich. Tim, you've got a hot hitter right now in Sam Haggerty, a guy who I think maybe when you look at him, you don't think this is a power source, but he's been hitting home runs here in Vegas, and he's up to 4 now on the year. He's second on your club. What's allowing him to have this success?
I just think he's just excited to get back playing. You know, he missed a lot of time last year. He's probably – we've been hitting him towards the top of the lineup, so he's getting lots of ABs, both sides of the plate. It's just been great to see. You know, he's having fun. He's out there playing multiple positions and just getting a lot of big hits for us. I mean, I think he leads us in RBIs as well. He's just been a great staple to our lineup, and we're happy to have him back.
And then today you've got a chance to get your first series split here if you can win this final game here in Vegas. And the starting pitching's definitely improved recently, and one of the key guys has been Daniel Ponce de Leon, who's had a couple of solid outings in a row. He's a veteran, and you know we've seen him in the major leagues with the St. Louis Cardinals. What is allowing him to have success here?
You know, he's always had a good riding fastball, and he's always pitched off his fastball. Now he's learning to command some of his off-speed stuff, which is helping him now that he doesn't have the velo that he's used to. So now when that velo jumps back and he has the off-speed weapons to go with it, he could be a lot more effective even at the big league level. So we're excited what we've seen so far. Just to be able to get outs without your best stuff is pretty impressive, especially in places like this. So we look to see a successful start out of him today, and we'll go from there.
All right, Tim, thanks a lot for the visit. Good luck in today's game.
Yep, thank you.
That's Rainier's manager, Tim Fedorovich. I'll be back with the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who have 7 wins and 16 losses on the year. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off and playing left field for the Rainiers is Eric Mejia. Batting second is the shortstop Mason McCoy. Hitting third, designated hitter Cal Raleigh. In the cleanup spot doing the catching is Brian O'Keefe. Zach Green will hit fifth. He is at third base. Hitting sixth and playing second base is Ben Ramirez. Marcus Wilson bats seventh. He is in right field. Hitting eighth, the first baseman, Joe Odom. And batting ninth, center fielder, Forrest Wall. on the mound for the Raiders. Right-hander Daniel Ponce de Leon. He's 2-1 with a 5.19 ERA. The Las Vegas Aviators are the Oakland A's AAA club, and their manager is Fran Reardon. They have 12 wins and 11 losses this year. Leading off for Vegas, playing center field, Luis Barrera. Batting second, the rehabbing major leaguer Ramon Laureano. He is in right field. Hitting third, the shortstop Vimeo Machine. In the cleanup spot, the top prospect Shea Langeliers. He is the catcher. Batting fifth and playing first base is Dalton Kelly. Hitting sixth, the third baseman Christian Lopes. Batting seventh, second baseman Nate Mondu. Hitting eighth, designated hitter J.J. Schwartz. And batting ninth and playing left field is Marty Bakina. On the mound for Vegas, right-hander Colin Wiles. He's 2-1 with a 3.71 ERA. We've got a three-man umpiring crew that has worked this whole series. Sam Birch is behind the plate today. At first base is the crew chief Lou Williams III, and over at third it is Tyler Olson. Tacoma and Las Vegas wrapping up a six-game series here today in Vegas. Beautiful weather today. It's going to be a good one. The Raiders looking to get out of here with a victory and a split of this series. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of today's game right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, good afternoon and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Las Vegas Ballpark. Red Ears playing their final game of this series today. But they do come back here at the very tail end of this season. And Vegas is also going to make a couple trips to Tacoma this year, including one, I think it's later this month, right? Now that we're into May here. Yeah, they come in at the end of May, May 24th. For a six-gamer. Well, we're ready to get this started. Colin Wiles is on the mound and ready to work on the Red Ears leadoff hitter, Eric Mejia, who stands in, batting left-handed, the switch hitter. Here we go. First pitch of the game on its way, and it is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Mejia hitting 203 with a 313 on base percentage. Mejia has started five of the games here in this Vegas series. He takes one outside for a ball. And today he's playing left field. That's the fourth different position that he has played during this series, along with first base, second base, and third base. 1-1 pitch on its way from Wiles. And it swung on and grounded foul first base side. 1-2 the count. Right, here's wearing the navy blue batting practice tops that they sometimes wear in games. They're doing that today. So now the 1-2 to Mejia is down low for a ball. Vegas is in their orange jerseys with the navy blue sleeves. A little breeze blowing in from right field today. First time that's happened during this series. Now the 2-2 is fouled back and out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. The Red Ears played in some front of some big crowds here the last two nights in Vegas, including yesterday's crowd of just under 8,800, a sellout here. Now the 2-2 to Mejia, called strike three, and down he goes. One out in the first, and now Mason McCoy is the batter. McCoy, right-hand batter, hitting 268 with a 379 on base percentage. Fans still coming to the ballpark today and getting settled in their seats. It's the time of year where a day game can be quite pleasant here in Vegas. Later in the summer, no chance. Here's a pitch in there for a strike to McCoy. 0-1 the count. Now Wiles, a one-time first-round draft pick of the Texas Rangers with his 0-1, and it swung on and hit sharply right to the shortstop machine, and he throws to first in time to get McCoy, and two men are out in the first inning. And now Cal Raleigh will be the batter. Third game back for Cal. He's still looking for his first hit. 0-for-7 in his first two games. Switch hitter, he'll bat left-handed here. Vegas does shift him with three infielders on the right side and Mondu, the second baseman, out on the outfield grass several steps. As here's a pitch outside to Raleigh, ball one. Next pitch is a fastball that cracks the mitt of Langoliers for a called strike, and the count's even 1-1. 90 miles per hour on that fastball. One pitch, swung on and pulled to the right side, past the diving Mondu and into right field. A base hit, and Raleigh is into the hit column with a two-out single to right field. So there's his first hit with the Red Ears this go-around. When we last saw him last year before he was initially promoted to the big leagues, Raleigh was a dangerous hitter in the Rainiers lineup, hitting .324. Here's Brian O'Keefe. And Wiles with his pitch. And it's a swing and a miss there, strike one. O'Keefe's 4-for-8 since coming off the injured list, and he's already got two long hits, a triple and a homer. Now the 0-1 is up and away for a ball. And O'Keefe's home run that he hit here two nights ago on Friday night went into the swimming pool behind the fence just to the right of straightaway center field here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Now here's one inside for a ball. And there is a group that has reserved the pool today. There's always a group that has the pool reserved, it seems like, here. And they're languishing out there in the sun right now. Now the 2-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count's even 2-2. So O'Keefe with an even count, two balls, two strikes, runner at first with two outs. And now the pitch from Wiles is on its way. Swing and a miss, that is strike three, got him with a breaking ball. And O'Keefe has struck out, and the inning is over. Right here is do not score. They had a hit. There were no errors, and one man left. We go to the bottom of the first inning. To Kelma nothing. Las Vegas coming to the plate.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Well, the Red Ears did not score at the top of the first inning, and now the right-hander Daniel Ponce de Leon takes the mound to work the bottom of the first. The 30-year-old has come off two straight starts in which he's been very good at run prevention. His last start was a quality start of the first game of the series here in Vegas. Went six innings and allowed two runs. Got the win. That was the game the Red Ears really broke out the bats and won 12-5. Ponce de Leon in his start prior to that gave up one run in five innings against Sugarland. He has been issuing walks, but he's been able to limit the damage by keeping the ball in the ballpark, permitting few hits, and just generally pitching with some moxie when there are runners on base and being an experienced veteran, which he is. Ponce de Leon has been in the majors for parts of the last 4 years with St. Louis. Here's his first pitch to Luis Barrera, and it's a fastball for a strike, 0-1 the count. Barrera hitting .314 in his first 17 games this year for Vegas. And the next pitch is over for a strike, 0-2 the count. Back-to-back fastballs from Ponce de Leon. Now here's the right-hander with his 0-2 pitch. Swung on and hit foul on the third base side. Still 0-2. Now here comes the 0-2, and it is fouled away. First off, speed pitch tossed by Ponce de Leon. Still no balls, two strikes. Now again, the 0-2. Up high with a fastball this time. Barrera lays off of it. One ball, two strikes. Next pitch, outside. So two balls, two strikes. And Ponce de Leon's next pitch is popped up foul out of play. And this has been a prolonged plate appearance here for Barrera. Leading off the first inning, he has seen seven pitches from Ponce de Leon so far. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down he goes, 92-mile-per-hour fastball from Ponce de Leon. One out in the bottom of the first, and now Ramon Laureano will be the batter. Laureano, 3-for-18 so far on his rehab assignment, right-hand hitting outfielder. And he swings and slices one foul down the right field line into the seats and goes into the upper deck. Now the pitch is up high for a ball. Next pitch coming, swung on, yanked down the third baseline, foul past the Vegas manager, Fran Reardon, who is in the third base coach's box. 1-2 the count. Ponce de Leon from Southern California, Orange County. Next pitch is up high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. He's into his motion, and his next pitch to Laureano. Outside, ball three. Ponce de Leon working with Brian O'Keefe behind the plate. Rainiers with Joe Odom playing first base today. Normally a catcher. Now the 3-2 to Laureano, swung on and fouled back. Up the middle, Ben Ramirez is playing second in this one. He usually starts at third when he's in there. Mason McCoy is at shortstop, and Zach Green is at third base. Outfield is Mejia in left, Wall in center, and Marcus Wilson in right. Now Ponce de Leon into his motion, the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air towards left center field, long run into the alley for Forrest Wall, but he just glides over and makes the catch on the move for the second out of the inning. Nice running catch by Forrest Wall. Ponce de Leon standing on the mound, looking out into the outfield, clapping his hands for his center fielder. Ball was well struck by Laureano, but Forrest Wall runs it down. 2 away, and now Vimeo Machine will be the batter. Machine hitting 338 sixth highest average in the league. And the pitch from Ponce de Leon is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch. Outside for a ball. The 1-1 swung on, fouled out of play. Count goes to 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Into his motion is Ponce de Leon, and the pitch is swung on and popped up on the left side. Looking up in the sky for it is Green, and he makes the catch in foul territory. And that does it for Machin and Vegas in the first. Daniel Ponce de Leon with a 3-up, 3-down bottom of the first inning. We go to the second. Tacoma and Las Vegas are scoreless.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
No score after one inning of play. Rainiers and the Las Vegas Aviators. And here's Zach Green to lead things off against the right-hander Colin Wiles. It'll be Green, Ben Ramirez, and Marcus Wilson to bat this inning. Green looks out towards the mound, and the pitch is swung on and bounced to third, and Lopes nicely picks it, and he throws out Green at first base. One pitch, one out. Before I could even tell you that Green has the longest hitting streak on the Raiders right now at 6 straight games. But he grounds out one away. And now Ben Ramirez will be the hitter. Ramirez is 5 for 18 since coming up from low A Modesto. And the pitch from Wiles is taken outside for a ball. Now the pitch. Is low and away. 2 balls, no strikes. Well, the 2-0 swung on. It's smashed towards left, but it's hanging up, and the left fielder Bikina is there, and he makes the catch. And two men are gone. Ramirez flies out to left field. Now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson windmilling the bat a little bit, hitting 188 with 3 homers, 12 runs batted in, and he takes a strike. He's actually 3rd on the team in runs batted in. He's had a knack for getting those hits when There's a man on. Next pitch misses for a ball. One swing and a bouncer foul. One ball, two strikes to Marcus Wilson. And this one is outside for a ball. Wiles, the starter for Vegas, 27 years old, 6'4", 220 pounds. Drafted out of a high school in Kansas back in 2012 by the Texas Rangers. Pitch clock violation by the pitcher. So Wilson gets a free ball. It's now 3 balls, 2 strikes. And here's Wiles with his pitch, and it's swung on and hit in the air towards left center field into the alleyway, and that's going to get down for a hit, take a bounce, and hit the fence. Over to retrieve the ball is Barrera, and in at second base with a double is Marcus Wilson. So Wilson with the right here second hit of the game, and that's his fourth double of the season. And Wilson is in scoring position for Joe Odom. Odom. Playing first base today. Hitting .245 with 4 homers, 7 runs batted in, and he takes a strike. Odom, Green, and Haggerty, each with 4 home runs this season, tied for the team lead. Oh, one pitch, swing, and a miss. Haggerty getting a day off today, by the way, after starting the first 5 games of this series. Now, a pickoff bluff to second, but no throw over. They had Wilson leaning the wrong way, but there was no infielder covering second base, so Wilson was easily able to get back. Now the 0-2 pitch to Odom. Up and in for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. So 1-2 the count to the veteran Odom. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Got him with a breaking ball. And Odom goes down swinging. And that's the 3rd strikeout for Wiles. And it closes out the top of the 2nd inning. The right ears do not score. They had a hit. And they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the 2nd inning. Tacoma and Las Vegas are scoreless.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze.
Fred Meyer. Fresh for everyone.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
No score between Tacoma and Vegas. We go to the bottom of the second inning on this sunny Sunday afternoon here in Las Vegas. We're actually in the Summerlin area of Las Vegas. Not near the touristy stuff, but out here where the people live. Built this ballpark out here for him in 2019. And the pitch to Langeliers leading things off is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. He hit two home runs yesterday after hitting the game-winning home run in the bottom of the ninth inning on Friday. And Langeliers swings and misses, and the count's even 1-1. Langeliers now with nine homers, tied for the league lead with Trace Thompson of El Paso. Ponce de Leon's pitch is a breaking ball down low. Langeliers hitting 301 with those nine homers. He's also in the top five in runs batted in with 20. And ranks in the top five in on-base percentage, slugging percentage, OPS, the whole thing. Here's one up high, 3-1. Three-one delivery. Inside, ball four, and Langeliers draws a leadoff walk. And now the batter will be Dalton Kelly. Kelly, left-handed hitter. And the pitch from Ponce de Leon is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Well, good news for the Mariners. Julio Rodriguez has connected for his first major league home run, a three-run shot in Miami. And the Mariners lead 5-0 in the sixth inning. So here's a swing and a miss by Kelly. Good to see Rodriguez connect. Hopefully there will be many more. One ball, one strike to Kelly. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike two. Ponce de Leon out in front. The 1-2 pitch to Kelly is high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. So two balls, two strikes. Runner at first, no one out in the bottom of the second inning. And this pitch is swung on and fouled back by Kelly. Still 2-2. Dalton Kelly, former UC Santa Barbara Gaucho. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and Kelly goes down swinging, and Ponce de Leon has his second strikeout of the afternoon. One out now, runner still at first base, and now Christian Lopes will be the batter. Now the pitch is swung on and pulled into left field, and that's going to get down extra bases for Lopes. Coming to third is Langeliers. They will hold him there in at second base. is Lopes swinging at the first pitch. He doubles to left, and Vegas has its first hit of the game, and the Aviators are threatening. They have runners at second and third with only one out, and Nate Mondu coming to the plate. Mondu, the Lake Taps resident who went to high school in Tacoma at Charles Wright Academy in his second season with Vegas. Right here's have the infield in, and the pitch to Mondu is fouled out of play on the third base side. There's strike one. Mondu's hitting 281, no homers, 12 runs batted in. Ponce de Leon ready. Here comes the 0-1 pitch, and it is swung on, hit of the air towards right center field. That's well struck. Wilson and Wall in pursuit, and neither could get it. It's off the fence. Langoliers scores. Here comes Lopes, the trailing runner. He will score as well. Mondu with a two-run double, and Vegas breaks through with the first runs of the game. Aviators lead it 2-0. Nate Mondu driving one off the fence in right center field. Hit the fence right in front of the swimming pool. Mondu with his 13th and 14th runs batted into the season. Now J.J. Schwartz is the batter. And Ponce de Leon's pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the next pitch swung on, and that's hit in the air to left. Mejia is there, and he reaches out and makes the catch, and that's the second out. Schwartz made solid contact there, lining out to Mejia in left. Now Marty Bikina, the number 9 hitter, will be the batter. And the pitch from Ponce de Leon is on its way, and this is over for a strike. Bikina, 2-for-27 to start the season, although one of his two hits was a homer. He hasn't played since the series opener on Tuesday. 0-1 from Ponce de Leon, swung on, bounced towards third, foul ball. Green at third base charged it and tried to field it in fair territory, and he did throw to first base in case it was called fair, but it was not. Foul ball. Now Bikina back in the batter's box. There's the 0-2 on its way from Ponce de Leon, and it is up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Ponce de Leon got him for his third strikeout of the day, and that wraps up the second inning. But Vegas does break through with the first runs of the game. Two runs on two hits. There were no errors, and one runner left on. We go to the third inning. It's Las Vegas 2, Tacoma nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. so multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
We go to the third inning. Two nothing Vegas with the lead. And Forrest Wall will start things off. And the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count to Wall. Hitting 213, but leading the league with 10 steals. When he gets on, he usually makes it to second very quickly. Well, not this time. He hits a little bouncer to the first baseman that Dalton Kelly turns into an easy out. Two pitches, one out in the third, and now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia struck out looking earlier. So he's 0-1 today. And this pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0. Now here's one in there for a strike. And this one's in for strike two, and Mejia didn't really agree with that one, I don't think. Oh, he's behind in the count. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and grounded. Fair ball down the first baseline, headed towards the corner. Mejia around first, and he has to slam on the brakes because the right fielder Laureano played it perfectly and fired it back in. It's a one-out single for Mejia. He pulled it hard down the first baseline, right over the bag. And Mejia has his first hit of the game. And he's aboard for McCoy. Now Mason McCoy is the hitter. And, well, we have an argument. Fran Reardon, the manager of the Aviators, has come out of the dugout to talk to the first base umpire, Lou Williams, about whether that was a fair ball or a foul ball. He's on his way back to the dugout now without incident, but the Aviators thought that might have been a foul ball. Now the pitch bunted at by McCoy, and he misses. That is strike one. Oh, and one the count. Mejia with his lead at first, and the pitch is swung out and fouled back. McCoy's been getting on base a lot recently. He had two hits yesterday and has reached base with a hit or a walk in 9 consecutive games. His average for the year coming into play today up to 268. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, first base side. So 0-2 the count. Now the pitch. And it is a swing and a foul back. Oh, and two still to McCoy. On deck is Cal Raleigh. Rainier's down 2-0. We're in the top of the third inning. Here's a spin and a throw to first, and back in safely is Mejia. Now the pitch is inside for a ball. 1-2 to McCoy. McCoy, 27-year-old middle infielder. The Mariners got in a minor league trade from the Orioles at the start of April. 1-2 pitch is swung on and looped out into right field. On comes Laureano. He won't reach this one. It falls in for a hit. And McCoy is on. Taking second is Mejia. And Tacoma with back-to-back one-out singles here in the third. The Red Ears have a couple men on for Cal Raleigh. And McCoy has now reached base in 10 straight games with at least one hit in 9 of them. So here's Cal Raleigh, who singled his last time up. Wiles is set, and the right-hander's pitch is swung out and ripped into right field, and that's a base hit. Low to the ground, fielded by Laureano. Coming to third and holding is Mejia, because Laureano has a cannon, and the Raiders have loaded the bases with one out for O'Keefe. Cal Raleigh with his second hit of the game. Very similar hits, both pulled sharply to the right side. And Tacoma has him loaded up for O'Keefe, who struck out his first time up, but now has a chance to do some damage. O'Keefe windmilling the bat in the batter's box. And Colin Wiles is ready. And pitch clock violation. 1-0 the count to O'Keefe. Now Wiles is ready. Here's his pitch. And it is called a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. One offering inside for a ball, 2-1. So, 2 balls, 1 strike. And the pitch is on its way. And it's outside, 3. O'Keefe well out ahead of the count, 3-1. Bases loaded, 1 out. On deck is Zach Green. Here's Wiles, who has not walked anyone yet, with his 3-1 pitch coming to O'Keefe. And it's a swing and a miss. And the count goes full, 3-2. So, full count. Time called by the batter, O'Keefe. Awarded by the plate umpire, Sam Birch. O'Keefe quickly back in the batter's box. Now here we go. The 3-2 is on its way. And it is outside, ball four. That forces in a run. Mejia scores. McCoy takes third. Raleigh to second. A bases-loaded walk drawn by O'Keefe, and it is 2-1. Raiders get their first run of the day. And now Zach Green will be the batter. And the Vegas pitching coach, Steve Connolly, is going to make a visit to the mound. So they'll talk some things over. Well, the pitch clock violation that started that at bat had an impact right there, giving O'Keefe a ball in the count that was not earned. And causing Wiles to basically be behind in the count when otherwise he would not have been. Rainiers took advantage. Here's Zach Green now. He grounded out earlier and is 0-1. And now Wiles is set. Here's his pitch. And it is up high for a ball. Green leads the Red Ears in extra base hits this year. He has 10, 6 doubles, and 4 homers. Now time called. 1-0 the count. And Wiles is ready. And the pitch is swung on and hit on the ground up the middle, ranging left and unable to get it is Machine. It's deflected into center field. McCoy scores. Behind him is Raleigh. He scores. Going to third ahead of the throw is O'Keefe. And Zach Green is on at first base, and the Red Ears have taken the lead. It is 3-2. A grounder up the middle. The shortstop, Vimeo Machine, ranged up the middle, reached down with the glove, kind of sliding on the edge of the outfield grass, and he couldn't field it cleanly. He did get glove on it and deflected it into shallow center field. It'll go as a two-run single for Zach Green. The Red Ears have a 3-2 lead here in the third, and they have runners at the corners, and there's still only one out. And now Ben Ramirez is the batter, and he takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Ramirez flied out to left field his first time up. He is 0-1 today. Green with two runs batted in. He now has 15 on the year, second on the club. He also now has a 7-game hitting streak. Pitch to Ramirez is swung out and fouled back. One ball, one strike, the count to the Red Ears infielder out of the University of Southern California. Now the 1-1. And this pitch is a swing and a foul back. Count moves to 1-2. Ramirez behind the count. And the pitch is swung on and hit up the middle, and that's going to get through for a base hit into right center. O'Keefe scores. Green was going to stop at second, but the ball got away from the center fielder, Barrera, so now he goes to third. It's an RBI single for Ben Ramirez. The Red Ears lead it 4-2. And still only one out in this inning. And Marcus Wilson now coming to the plate. They may give an error to Barrera on this. because Green was going to stop at second base, and when the ball was not fielded cleanly, that's when he chose to go to third. And now the pitch to Wilson is fouled away. That is strike one. There's action in the Vegas bullpen. Brian Howard warming up. 0-1 to Wilson, outside for a ball. See if the Rainiers can get some more here. The opportunity exists. The 1-1 pitch outside for a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 delivery. Swung on, pulled to third, fielded on a hop by Lopes, goes to second, there's one, on to first, there's two. The double play wraps up the top of the third, but the Rainiers score four runs in the inning, and they do it with five hits. No errors charged officially yet, we'll see about that. And one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third, Tequila 4, Las Vegas 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Marybridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's. We're here for you.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Right here is up 4-2. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Barrera, Laureano, and Machine are the top three in the Vegas lineup. And they are coming up this inning as well against Daniel Ponce de Leon, who's into his motion. And the first pitch of the inning is a fastball up high, ball one. Barrera struck out swinging in the first. He is 0-1 today. And this pitch is a breaking ball high and away. Two balls, no strikes. And Ponce de Leon with his next pitch, and it's a fastball called a strike, and the count moves to 2-1. Wind gusting in from right field with more strength now than earlier in this game, because here's a swing and a foul back. 2-2 down. Ponce de Leon has struck out three already. He's into his motion, and the 2-2 pitch is inside. It almost hit Barrera. And the count goes full, 3-2. And Now Ponce de Leon on the first base end of the rubber into the wind, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got it with a low fastball. Barrera strikes out for his second time today. And that's strikeout number four for Daniel Ponce de Leon. Ramon Laureano will be next. And he settles in 0 for 1 in this game. He really drove a ball to left center, well, really to deep center, his first time up. Forrest Wall made a nice running catch. First pitch breaking ball over for a strike, 0-1. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. One pitch, swing and a miss. Nice slider there from Ponce de Leon. 1-2 the count. And he rocks and delivers, and this one is outside. This is the last game of this series. Rainiers are off tomorrow, but the road trip continues. They will be in Salt Lake City starting on Tuesday. Face the Bees, the Angels AAA club. Laureano hits one into the wind in right field. Marcus Wilson adjusting accordingly with the wind, and he makes the catch, and Laureano is gone. Two away in the bottom of the third. And now Vime Almachine will be the batter. Machine looks out towards Ponce de Leon, and the pitch is in there for a strike. The Red Deer's starting pitcher for the first game in Salt Lake City is to be determined. There's a couple of things going on there. So here's a swing and a bouncer up the middle, and that is fielded by the shortstop McCoy, and his throw to first is in time for the out. Nice play by McCoy. Ranging to the other side of the bag to flag that down and then wheeling and making the throw to first base. Wrapping up the bottom of the third inning. Nice play by the Red Deer shortstop. And Vegas goes in order in the bottom of the third. Three up, three down. We go to the fourth. It's Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
Improve your gas mileage and save money with fuel system cleaner from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for just $10. Plus, earn double O rewards points and get your next reward even faster. For a clean, lubricated, more efficient fuel system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, it only takes 15 pounds of pressure to break a window. Something you probably do know, your neighbor practices chipping in the backyard. Something you probably don't know, a golf ball through your window would also take out your TV. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers, and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Hustle up. We've got 8 more floors to go before lunch.
Sirusha's window washing business is reaching new heights.
Wipe, wipe, and let's roll.
They need more certified cleaners to keep online reviews crystal clear.
Team, I know we're hustling, but watch for streaks. Candace, can you give me a hand over
Indeed
here?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We go to the fourth inning. Right here's up here in Vegas, 4-2. Joe Odom to lead things off this inning against Colin Wiles. Rainier scored all four runs last inning. Wiles into his motion of the pitch to Odom is taken for a called strike, 0-1. He's talking about the Rainier starting rotation when we had the end of the inning and had to go to the break, but The Rainiers to be determined who their starter is going to be on Tuesday in Salt Lake City the next game. Here's a foul back by Odom. The last time Ponce de Leon pitched on Tuesday, the next day's starter, and Ponce de Leon is pitching today, so it would be the day after him. The next day's starter was Rowenis Elias, the day that he was used as an opener. As here's a swing and a miss by Odom, that is strike three. And Colin Wiles has his fourth strikeout. And now Forrest Wall will bat. That day, earlier this week, Elias started and went three innings. He started for Ian McKinney, who ended up coming in relief of Elias. There's a pitch in for a strike to Forrest Wall. In the meantime, the Mariners have signed a starting pitcher named Connor Wade, who is supposedly going into the Rainiers rotation during the Salt Lake series. Don't know when yet, as here's one low for a ball to Forrest Wall. So they could start him on Tuesday. They could start Elias again on Tuesday. They could start Ian McKinney on Tuesday. So here's one inside for a ball now to Forrest Wall. And because of the off day, they could even skip up and start Darren McCacken on Tuesday. He would be properly rested. So who knows is the gist of the whole thing. That's my point. Who knows who's going to start on Tuesday? Wall swings and misses. Counts even now, 2-2. Next pitch coming. And it swung on, grounded between short and third, and threw into left field. A base hit for Forrest Wall. And he is on with one out in the fourth. And we'll see if he's on the move. He leads the league with 10 stolen bases. One more than Bryce Johnson of Sacramento. Eric Mejia now the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single so far. Now the runner goes, pitches outside. Langelier's throw is in time for the out. The infielder, Machine, dropped the ball after tagging Forrest Wall, and the base umpire, Tyler Olson, is saying that the play had been completed, and he dropped the ball, taking it out of his glove. So Forrest Wall thrown out, trying to steal by Shane Langelier's. First time Langelier's has thrown out a runner in this series. So that's the second out of the inning. 1-0 the count to Mejia. And the pitch is taken for a strike. Now the 1-1 coming. And it is in there for a strike. I thought Fedorovich might go out and talk to the umpire about the call about whether the infielder held the ball long enough before dropping it after, you know, tagging Wall. Sears went outside. He did not, but Fedorovich and Wall discussing the play in the dugout right now. Now the 2-2. Swung on and hit high in the sky on the infield. This is playable for the first baseman, and it is caught by Dalton Kelly, the first baseman, wrapping up the top of the fourth inning. No runs for the Rainiers on a hit, and no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
Right here's lead 4-2. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Daniel Ponce de Leon to work on Shea Langeliers, who walked and scored in the second. And the pitch is taken up high for a ball 1-0. Langeliers just threw out Forrest Wall trying to steal in the top of this inning. A rare play this year, as now the pitch is outside for a ball. Second time Wall has been caught stealing, but the first time that he's actually been thrown out by a catcher. Yeah, the 2-0 up and in for a ball, 3-0. The other time Wall was caught stealing, he was really picked off, but he broke towards second, so it goes in the books as a caught stealing. So now the pitch is in for a strike to Langeliers. 3-1 the count. Next pitch swung on and lined into left, and it gets down for a hit in front of Mejia. Leadoff single for Shea Langeliers. Third hit of the game for the Aviators. And now Dalton Kelly will be the batter. Kelly originally started his career with the Mariners in 2015. This pitch is up and in for a ball. Yeah, the Mariners made him their 38th round draft pick in 2015 out of Santa Barbara. And he played in the Arizona Rookie League that year. And then in 2016, the Mariners low A affiliate was Clinton in the Midwest League, and Kelly played there and hit .293 that year with 21 stolen bases. And after the season, he was traded in a deal with Tampa that ended up going the Rays' way, as here's a swing and a miss by Kelly. The Mariners traded Andrew Kittredge. So here's one. Up and in for a ball. And the Mariners got in that deal Taylor Motter and Richie Schaefer. Motter ended up playing for the Rainiers and the Mariners a bit, but Kittredge has become really good in the big leagues. So here's a foul off the bat of Kelly. Kelly worked his way up to AAA Durham in the Rays system and then became a minor league free agent and signed with the A's this past winter. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And down he goes. Ponce de Leon has his fifth strikeout of the day. One out in the bottom of the fourth. And now Christian Lopes will be the hitter. The pitch sends Lopes leaning back. Pitch up and in, two balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0 swing and a miss. Good fastball there from Ponce de Leon. Count goes to 2-1. And the 2-1 swung on and popped up on the first base side towards shallow right. Back is Ramirez, the second baseman. In is Wilson, the right fielder, and he makes the catch. And Lopes is out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now Nate Mondu is the hitter. Mondu hit the two-run double in the second. Now the pitch up high to Mondu. That's ball one. Next pitch misses 2-0. Ponce de Leon behind the count. Two oh coming. Outside, ball three. Pitch coming from Ponce de Leon, and it's high, ball four. He walked him. Langoliers will take second. Mondu heads down to first, and there are two on with two outs for J.J. Schwartz. And Alon Leichman, the Red Ears pitching coach, calls time. He's going to go out there and speak with Ponce de Leon. Leichman, the Red Ears pitching coach, new this year. Up from Double A Arkansas, where he worked last year in the Mariners system, and he has the same sense of style that the Rainiers' last pitching coach, Rob Marcello, had. Goes with the hoodie, no matter how hot it is, apparently. We'll see. We'll see if Leishman sticks with it in the summertime. But I mean, it's pretty warm here in Vegas today, and he's got a full hoodie on out there. It's a pretty long talk there. Leishman talking to both Ponce de Leon and Cal Raleigh. Right, here's lead 4-2. Vegas has the tying runners on with two outs at the bottom of the fourth inning. Ponce de Leon is at 70 pitches. The pitch count started to run up on him during the second inning when Vegas scored its two runs. Ponce de Leon ready to work on J.J. Schwartz. Here's his first pitch, and it is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. First pitch fastball from Ponce de Leon. Yeah, the 0-1 on its way. And the pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. Count goes to 0-2. Now the 0-2 pitch is on its way. Just off the plate And the count goes to 1-2. Runners have their leads. And the 1-2 from Ponce de Leon. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him, and that wraps up the fourth inning. Strikeout number 6 for Ponce de Leon. And Vegas does not score the fourth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and 2 runners left on. We go to the fifth inning. It's Tecoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria. También somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Mike Curto back with you from Las Vegas Ballpark in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Red Ears with a lead over their hosts, 4-2, the score as we go to the fifth inning. Mason McCoy, Cal Raleigh, and Brian O'Keefe to bat this inning against the right-hander Colin Wiles. McCoy heading to the batter's box right now. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored today. McCoy eases into the batter's box. And he looks out towards Colin Wiles. Here's the pitch, and it's taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. We're going to get caught up on what happened around the league last night. The Rainier's next opponent, Salt Lake, won dramatically last night against Round Rock, 7-6. Here's one outside for a ball. They made it an adventure. Salt Lake had a 6-3 lead going to the ninth inning. They gave up 3 runs in the top of the ninth. Round Rock tying it up 6-6 so that Salt Lake could win it in the bottom of the ninth inning on a game-winning sacrifice fly hit by Jose Rojas. So there's ball 2 to McCoy, 2-1 the count. Salt Lake has won 3 in a row going into their series finale against Round Rock today, and they move back over 500 with that win. Swinging a foul back by McCoy, 2-2. There was a similar game in El Paso last night. El Paso led Reno 8-5 going to the ninth, and Reno scored 3 runs in the top of the ninth to tie it 8-8, and then El Paso won in the bottom of the ninth. Brett Sullivan with a game-winning RBI single. Here's one outside now to McCoy. He's worked a full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. McCoy looks out towards the mound. And the pitch is a called strike 3 on the outside edge, and McCoy has struck out. Strikeout number 5 for Colin Wiles. And now Cal Raleigh will be the batter. He's 2-for-2 with a pair of singles and a run scored. Wiles into his motion now, and his pitch is taken for a called strike. Oklahoma City defeated Sugar Land yesterday 7-1. Jake Lamb out of the University of Washington homered for his fifth time this year. He's homered in back-to-back games for Oklahoma City. Here's one outside to Raleigh. He's hitting .256 with five homers, 15 runs batted in the season's first 20 games. 23 games, I guess. Here's a swing and a roller to the right side that's fielded by Mondu, the second baseman, and he throws out Raleigh. Two away in the top of the fifth. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. And one other game yesterday, Sacramento outslugged Albuquerque 14-11. Although, file this one under the category no lead is safe because Sacramento was ahead 12-1 after two innings. And at the end of the sixth inning, it was 12-11. Pitch to O'Keefe is taken high for a ball. Alex Blandino hit a grand slam for Sacramento in the first inning. That was a five-run rally. Then they scored seven runs in the second inning. David Villar tripled and homered. He's got seven bombs. Here's a swing and a miss by O'Keefe. Sacramento did hang on and win, but it was not easy. One-one pitch coming to O'Keefe, and it is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch is swung on and hit high in the sky to center. Moving towards left center is Barrera, and he has to run in. The wind helped push it in, and he makes the catch. O'Keefe is retired, and the inning is over. Red Ears do not score in the top of the fifth. Three up, three down. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth, our score, Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2 is our score. Daniel Ponce de Leon on the mound for Tacoma. He's thrown 74 pitches through four innings. I'll try to get another inning out of him here. He'll face Marty Bikina to start things off. And the pitch from Ponce de Leon is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Bikina, the number nine man for Vegas. Luis Barrera and Ramon Laureano will follow him. Next pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Ponce de Leon winds and delivers, and the pitch just misses down low. 2-1 the count. And here's one inside, and it hit him. Bikina is hit by the pitch, and he is aboard. Ponce de Leon did not mean to do that. Hit the guy who's 2-for-28 on the year with a pitch, put him on for free. So now Luis Barrera will bat. Ponce de Leon has struck him out twice. Pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch, a little bit high for a ball. Now the 1-1. And this pitch is a breaking ball down and in. Two balls, one strike. Ponce de Leon's ready. And the 2-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Counts 2-2 to Daniel Ponce de Leon. Here comes the next delivery. And it swung on and popped up. Foul, third base side. Green calling for it. He's actually in fair territory when it comes down, and he makes the catch in front of the third base bag in fair territory. And that's the first out at the bottom of the fifth inning. Luis Barrera pops up to the third baseman. Now Ramon Laureano will be the batter. Laureano. Right-hand hitter. And he takes ball one. Next pitch, swung on and fouled back. Here's the next one, the 1-1 from Ponce de Leon. Pulled to short on one hop. McCoy to Ramirez. There's one. Calmly throws to first. There's two. The Red Ears turn it. The double play. Shortstop to the second baseman to the first baseman. McCoy to Ramirez to Odom. And that closes out the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs, hits, or errors. No one left. That double play may have given Ponce de Leon a little more life in this game. He's now at 86 pitches through five. We go to the sixth inning with the score. Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We go to the sixth inning. The Red Ears with a 4-2 lead over the Las Vegas Aviators. New pitcher for Vegas, right-hander Brian Howard takes over on in relief of Colin Wiles. Howard, very tall righty, 6'9", and his first pitch is pulled sharply to short by Green, flagged down by Machine, and he throws out Green at first base. One pitch, one out at the top of the sixth inning. And that will bring Ben Ramirez to the plate. Colin Wiles, the Vegas starter, went five innings, allowed eight hits, and four runs all earned. He walked one, struck out five. And now Howard, the 26-year-old from St. Louis, is in, and his pitch to Ben Ramirez is outside for a ball, 1-0. Howard's pitched 15 innings to the tune of a 3.00 ERA this year for Vegas. He has both started and pitched in long relief. 1-0 is lined up the middle past Howard and through into center field. Ben Ramirez with his second hit of the game. A rocket back through the box. He's 2-for-3. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson's 1-for-2 with a double and a double play grounder. Howard played college ball at Texas Christian. He throws his pitch to Wilson outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 misses for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. And this pitch is ball three inside. So Wilson's well out ahead of the count, 3-0. Howard to the plate, and this pitch is over for a called strike, 3-1. A left-hander is starting to loosen up in the Rainiers bullpen. So now the 3-1 to Wilson is hit foul, out of play. Nick Ramirez warming up in the Rainiers pen. Now the 3-2 pitch to Wilson. Swing and miss. That is strike three. And two men are gone at the top of the sixth inning. Howard with his first strikeout. And now Joe Odom will be the batter. Odom is 0-for-2 today. Odom. And he swings at the first pitch and skies it to right field. Looking for the ball is Laureano, and he's there, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Right here's do not score in the top of the sixth inning. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded. We go to the bottom of the sixth with the score, Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 2.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Four to two is our score. The Red Ears with the lead. Bottom of the sixth inning. And on the mound, Daniel Ponce de Leon begins this inning, and his first pitch to Vimeo Machine is taken inside for a ball 1-0. They have Nick Ramirez warming up in the bullpen, but they're going to let Ponce de Leon begin the inning. As the next pitch is over for a strike. 1-1 the count. And that's 88 pitches now for Ponce de Leon. The 1-1 on its way. And this is inside 2-1. His season high for pitches was 98 in his last start when he went six full innings. 2-1 to Machine is lined to second and caught on a short hop by Ben Ramirez. So he throws to first for the out. And one man is gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. Machine hit a low liner, a rocket that Ramirez reached down and picked. And the first thing Ramirez did was look to the umpire to see if he'd caught it on the fly or not. And the umpire gave a safe signal right away. So Ramirez just simply threw it out to the batter at first base. And the pitch to Langeliers is in there for a strike. Langeliers has singled and walked so far. And he swings and hits a grounder. Diving stop at short by McCoy. And he gets up and fires to first for the out. Another web gem turned in by Mason McCoy. Although Fran Reardon's going to come argue at first base. He runs across the diamond as he felt that his batter was safe at first. He thought Langeliers legged that out. The grounder was up the middle. McCoy took a step and a dive to his left, flagged it down, quickly released a throw to first base, and got Langeliers, at least in the eyes of the umpire. Fran Reardon is done with his argument and is going back to the third base coach's box. Two web gems today for McCoy. He robbed Machine of a hit back in the third inning. Here's Dalton Kelly. The pitch from Ponce de Leon is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. Ponce de Leon trying to make it six full innings of work today. The 0-2 pitch is low for a ball, 1-2. Rainiers lead 4-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ponce de Leon into his motion, and the 1-2 pitch a little bit high. Two balls, two strikes to Dalton Kelly. Here comes the 2-2. Breaking ball high. Full count, 3-2. Ponce de Leon into his motion. And the 3-2 pitch. Just outside, ball four. He lost him. A two-out walk in the sixth. Third walk issued by Ponce de Leon, who is at 98 pitches now. And Fedorovich is on his... No? He flashes signals to his catcher. I thought he was going to go to the mound, but no, he's flashing signals to his catcher. So they're going to let Ponce de Leon face one more hitter here. The pitch to Christian Lopes is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Oh, and won the count. Now Ponce de Leon ready. And his next pitch is outside for a ball. 1-1. Next pitch swung on, popped up a third base side foul and out of play. Green went over for a look, but it's well back in the seats. 1-2 the count to Lopes. So Ponce de Leon's ahead in the count again. Now a turn and a throw to first, and back in is Kelly. Yeah, the 1-2 is a swing and a foul. Still 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming. And it is fouled out of play. Still a ball and two strikes to Lopes. And the runner goes, pitches outside, throw down to second base is not in time. Stealing second base is Kelly. So he's in scoring position now with his fourth stolen base of the season. And the count's now 2-2 on Lopes. This will be Ponce de Leon's 105th pitch here. This is definitely going to be the end of the line for Ponce de Leon, whether he retires him or not. Two outs in the inning, two balls, two strikes to Christian Lopes. Ponce de Leon's pitch is up and away, ball three. Ramirez is ready in the Rainiers bullpen. Nate Mondu is on deck for Las Vegas. Here comes the 3-2 pitch on its way. Swung on and lined into left center, a base hit. And around third is Kelly. He will score. It's a two-out RBI single by Christian Lopes. And we have ourselves a one-run game. Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 3. So Lopes singles in a run. And Tim Fedorovich is out of the dugout and points to the bullpen. They're going to bring in Nick Ramirez to face Nate Mondu. Well, Ponce de Leon fought. He battled. He tried to get through six innings again today, but in the end, 5 2/3 is going to be it for him as Ramirez is summoned from the bullpen. We'll take a break for this pitching change with two outs in the sixth and the score Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 3.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, Tacoma fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Four-three Tacoma, two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning, runner at first base. And Vegas with Nate Mondo at the plate. First pitch from Ramirez is low for a ball, and stealing second base is Christian Lopes, his first steal of the year. He went first move and had a big jump. O'Keefe couldn't throw him out. And now Vegas has the tying run in scoring position. 1-0 the count to Mondo, and Ramirez checks the runner at second, and now his pitch is inside, and it hit him. It hit Mondo on the shoulder, so he's going to head down to first base. And there are two on with two out. Ramirez, last pitched on Friday, worked a scoreless eighth inning, but then in the ninth inning, he allowed the walk-off home run to Langeliers. And for Ramirez, this is his eighth appearance. He's 0-1 with a 2.16 ERA. The two-run homer that Langeliers hit off of him on Friday were the first runs that he had allowed this season. So two on, two out for J.J. Schwartz, right-hand batter. And Ramirez with his pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Ramirez trying to put an end to this inning with a lead still intact. The 1-0 to Schwartz is swung on and hit high in the air to shallow left field. Real long run for Mejia, but back is McCoy, the shortstop, and he makes the catch in shallow left field, and that is the final out of the inning. Schwartz pops up, and that does it for Vegas in the sixth. They get one run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 3.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
We go to the seventh inning. Rainiers lead Vegas 4-3. And Vegas brings in a new pitcher, their third of the game, right-hander Ryan Castellani. And he will face Forrest Wall, Eric Mejia, and Mason McCoy in the top of the seventh inning. Castellani 1-0 with three saves, a 6.75 ERA, and five appearances for Las Vegas. And the first thing he does is catch a pitch clock violation for ball one to Forrest Wall. Wall's 1-for-2 with a single. And the pitch from Castellani is taken inside for a ball. 2-0. So we've got a close one here moving towards the late innings. Rainiers with a one-run lead. Now the pitch from Castellani is on its way to Wall, and this is inside ball three. So three balls, no strikes. Now Castellani with his pitch, and this is down the middle for a strike, 3-1. Previous Vegas pitcher Brian Howard went one scoreless inning, allowing a hit, no walks, one strikeout. 3-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. Time called. And another pitch clock violation on a full count, and that is ball four, and Wall is awarded first base. Wow. He just drew a walk where two of the four balls were pitch count or pitch clock violations. So Wall is on. Let's see if the Rainiers could take advantage of that. Eric Mejia now the batter. Wall with his lead. And here's the pitch from Castellani, and it is inside into the backstop, and Wall advances to second base on a wild pitch. So that moves the runner up into scoring position. 1-0 to Mejia. Mejia had a hit back in the third inning. He's 1-for-3. That hit was a single. He ended up scoring a run that inning. The Rainiers scored all four of their runs in the third inning. Now the 1-0, Mejia shows bunt, bunts it back to the mound. Castellani has it. He'll just lob it over to first for the out, and Wall advances to third. So it's a sacrifice bunt moving the runner up. Runner at third with one out for Mason McCoy. We'll take a look at our Meritor Farm Report now. The AA club right below Tacoma in the organizational chart. They lost to Wichita yesterday 9-4. Just 8 hits in that game for Arkansas. 2 each for Joe Rizzo, who's a corner infielder, and shortstop Riley Unruh. Infield drawn in. Pitch to McCoy as a swing and a foul. Tip there, strike one. Advanced Class A Everett won in the bottom of the ninth inning, beating Spokane 7-6 last night. Alberto Rodriguez had the game-winning RBI single. 0-1 to McCoy is outside. Spencer Packard had 3 hits and 2 runs batted in for the Aqua Sox yesterday. And Victor Labrada hit his 3rd homer, outfielder from Cuba. One ball, one strike to McCoy. Down the line from third is Wall, and the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike two. And then Loe Modesto pitched a shutout yesterday against the San Jose Giants, beat him 3-0 behind Joseph Hernandez, who tossed 6 scoreless innings of 3-hit ball with 7 strikeouts. He's a 21-year-old from the Dominican who's 2-0 with a 1.89 ERA for Modesto. 1-2 to McCoy, called strike 3. Down he goes for the 2nd out of the inning. So Wall still at 3rd, and now Cal Raleigh is the batter. Raleigh with 2 singles and a run scored today. Nice shift, Raleigh, with 3 infielders on the right side. Yeah, another pitch clock violation on Castellani. And now he's actually saying something about it. Back to the umpire, Sam Birch. 1-0 the count to Raleigh. And now Castellani with his pitch. And it is taken outside for a ball, 2-0. This is the first time we've seen a pitcher repeatedly have trouble with it. 3 in the inning on Castellani. As now a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. And Castellani pitched the other day, Friday, he pitched Friday. Ended up getting the win. I don't recall him having any violations in that outing, although maybe he could have had one. 2-1 pitch down low for a ball. 3-1. So 3 balls, 1 strike. And the pitch is outside, ball 4. Raleigh draws a walk, so the Red Ears have runners at the corners now with 2 outs. And Brian O'Keefe comes to the plate. O'Keefe. Brian O'Keefe. 0 for 2 with a walk that came with the bases loaded in the 3rd inning. Castellani ready, and his pitch to O'Keefe is taken for a strike. There's action in the Rainiers bullpen. A right-hander is warming up. So here's one outside for a ball. One ball, 1 strike. And the pitch is a half swing, and he went around. That is strike 2. I think that might be Yoan Ramirez warming up in the pen. 1-2 delivery. Check swing. Did he go? No. Two balls, two strikes, two on, two out at the top of the seventh inning. And the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. O'Keefe goes down swinging, and that closes out the top of the seventh inning. No runs, hits, or errors. Two men left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch here in Vegas with the score, Tacoma 4, Las Vegas 3.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Las Vegas, and the Raiders leading Las Vegas 4-3. Raiders go to the bullpen, bring in a new pitcher to work the bottom of the seventh inning. It's the right-hander, Yoan Ramirez, 26-year-old from the Dominican Republic, who will be making his first appearance for Tacoma this year, as he was just optioned down from Seattle after he threw three innings on Wednesday. And Ramirez with the Mariners this year, 1-0 with a 7.56 ERA. Ramirez pitched for the Red Ears 15 times last year to the tune of a 4.15 ERA. Oh boy, just as the batter Bikino was headed to the plate, the umpires have decided that Yoan Ramirez's glove needs to be inspected, so they're inspecting his glove, and they decided that it is okay. So they said it's all right. So Ramirez is cleared to pitch with this glove, which is dark, almost like a dark blue tint. Here's his first pitch to Bikina, and it is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Yoan Ramirez replaced Nick Ramirez, who went a third of an inning, getting a strikeout. So here's a swing and a miss by Bikina. And Ramirez, Nick Ramirez, also hit a batter with a pitch. Faced just two hitters. 0-2 to Bikina is pulled between short and third and threw into left field. A leadoff single for Marty Bikina. And Las Vegas immediately puts the tying runner on as Bikina singles on an 0-2 pitch. Now Luis Barrera will be the batter. And he shows bunt and takes the first pitch low and away. That is ball one. Now the next pitch waved at and missed. Strike two. Now the 0-2 coming. Swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Barrera. Three pitches, and Yoan Ramirez just disposed of him. One away in the bottom of the seventh inning. And now Ramon Laureano is the batter. And the pitch is in there for a strike to Laureano. 0-1 the count. Now this one's up and away for a ball. Next pitch. Check swing on a pitch outside, and they say he held up in time. 2-1. Now this one is somewhere for ball three. That one looked pretty good from my seat, but no such luck. Runner at first, one out, three balls, one strike to Laureano, and the pitch from Ramirez is chopped down the third baseline, foul ball just to the left of the bag. And the count is full, 3-2. That was close. Laureano heads back to the batter's box. Retreating to first base is Marty Bacchina. And now Ramirez is ready. Here's his turn and throw to first, and back in with a dive is Bacchina. Now the runner goes, the pitch is high, ball four. Laureano draws a walk, and there are two on with one out. Vime Almachine now the batter. Machine is 0 for 3. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch, outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now a swing and a fly down the right field line, hooking towards the corner. It is a fair ball and down for extra bases. Bacchina scores the tying run. They're waving in Laureano. He trips and falls. The Red Ears relay it to the plate. The tag, he's safe, diving in with a head first slide just ahead of the tag from O'Keefe. And Vegas has taken the lead 5-4. Machine got out in front of that pitch and hooked it into the right field corner, the wind gusting, and yet it stayed fair and got down for extra bases. It would have easily given Vegas the lead, except Laureano, halfway between third and home, tripped and fell down. And so the Red Ears relayed the ball to catcher Brian O'Keefe, but Laureano recovered and dived in safely ahead of the tag. Here's Shea Langeliers, and the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. So Machine with a two-run double. Vegas is in front 5-4. There's still only one out in this inning. And the next pitch to Langeliers misses for a ball, 2-0. So two balls, no strikes. Now a swing and a foul out of play. Two balls, one strike to Langoliers. Ramirez checks the runner at second, and his pitch is a swing and a miss. And the count's even 2-2. And the next pitch swung on, bounced foul, third base side. Still 2-2. Next pitch is cued off the end of the bat into right field, and that's a base hit. Machine's around third. He's headed home. The throw to the plate comes in on a hop and off the mitt of O'Keefe, and it gets past him and is backed up by Ramirez. Ending up at second base is Langoliers. Vegas leads it now 6-4. Marcus Wilson's throw home appeared to be in time to get an out at the plate. It came in on one hop to O'Keefe, but O'Keefe had the ball bounce out of his glove. Langoliers with the RBI single. The Rainiers pitching coach, Alone Leishman, is to the mound to talk things over. With Johan Ramirez, who has retired just one batter here. Conference breaks up. Dalton Kelly will be the batter. Rainiers are starting to warm up another right-hander in the pen. And that is Chris Jefferson. Well, here's Kelly with a runner at second and one out, and the pitch is outside for a ball. No error on that previous play, just a single for Langoliers, and he ends up taking second on the throw that went home. Now Ramirez is ready. And the pitch is a swing and miss. There's a strike, 1-1. Ramirez is throwing in the mid-90s on the radar gun. But this inning got off to a foreboding start. When the number nine man in the lineup, Bikina, leading things off, just two hits on the season. Here's a swing and a miss by Kelly. Ramirez quickly got ahead of him. No balls, two strikes. And then his 0-2 pitch got yanked into left field for a base hit. And that was not the start to the inning that the Red Ears were looking for. 1-2 to Kelly. Swing and a foul back. Still 1-2. Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 4 in the bottom of the seventh inning. And the pitch is swung on and fouled away. Still 1-2. Mariners won today. They beat the Marlins 7-3. Logan Gilbert continues to pitch like an ace. Allowed just one run in 5 2/3 innings. And he got the win. He's 4-0. 1-2 pitch swing and a miss at a pitch that hit him. My goodness. Kelly has struck out, and that didn't feel good. The pitch hit him down on the foot. That's an out, though. Swung and missed at it. So two men are gone. And now Christian Lopes is the batter. Lopes is 2-for-3 with an RBI single in the sixth. And the pitch to him is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. And the Mariners win today. Julio Rodriguez had three hits, including his first major league home run, a three-run shot. Oh, one pitch fouled out of play, and the count's 0-2. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. Now a swing and a miss there, strike three, got him with an off-speed pitch, and Lope strikes out, and the inning is over. Back-to-back strikeouts finish off the seventh, but not before Vegas regains the lead with three runs on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on. We go to the eighth inning. It is Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 4.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Well, we go to the eighth inning, and the Red Ears find themselves trailing by two. It is Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 4. Zach Green, Ben Ramirez, and Marcus Wilson to hit here in the eighth. Ryan Castellani pitched the seventh inning, threw 19 pitches. He stays in the game for the eighth, and his pitch to Zach Green is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Las Vegas does have a left-hander warming up in its pen right now. Now the 0-1 is swung on and bounced foul third base side. Count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a check swing on a pitch up and in, and Green held up in time. One ball, two strikes. Next pitch coming, and it is swung on and fouled off on the first base side, and that'll get out of play. Still one ball, two strikes. And Yeah, the 1-2. Outside. Two balls, two strikes. So an even count here. And the 2-2 to Zach Green. Swung on, hit in the air towards left center field. Luis Barrera lining it up, and he makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the eighth inning. Green flies out. And now Ben Ramirez will hit. That's going to do it for Castellani. Fran Reardon, the manager of the Aviators, is on his way out to the mound, and he's going to bring in the lefty who's warming up in the pen. So they wanted the right-hander to face Green and then bring in the lefty, and they'll make that move now. So we've got a change for this pitching change. We've got a break for this pitching change, and we'll take 1-2 with the score. Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 4.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We're in the top of the eighth inning here in Las Vegas. Aviators lead the Red Airs 6-4. New pitcher for Vegas is left-hander Sam Selman, the veteran, making his sixth appearance. He is not allowed to run this year in 6 1/3 innings. Ben Ramirez, the batter, left versus left here. And Selman's pitch is taken for a called strike. It's 0-1. So 0-1 the count to Ramirez. And the pitch is inside for a ball. 1-1 the count. Now here's one outside for a ball. 2-1. And this is a swing and a miss. The fastball in on his hands. 2-2 the count. Now the 2-2. Inside ball 3, and Ramirez brings the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Payoff pitch coming, and it is a called strike 3. Two away in the eighth.
Marcus Wilson.
So that'll bring Marcus Wilson to the plate. Wilson takes the first pitch outside for a ball. Right here is with Danny Young warming up in the pen. And the 1-0 to Wilson's down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now a swing by Wilson, and he launches one deep down the left field line, and it is gone. A home run for Marcus Wilson, who makes it a one-run game with a line shot of a homer to left field, his fourth of the year. So Wilson circles the bases, his second home run of this series here in Vegas. And that brings the Red Ears a run closer. That was a rocket off the bat. And I think you probably heard that in our crowd microphone. It was like a gunshot. Now Joe Odom is the batter. And he takes outside. 1-0 the count. Next pitch. Misses. Two balls, no strikes to Odom. And the 2-0 is outside, ball three. That was the first run that Selman has allowed this year. Three-oh pitch. Odom taking all the way, and he watches his strike. And now it's 3-1. Now this pitch is outside, ball four, and the tying runner is on base. Joe Odom heads down to first base, picking up his ninth walk of the season. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall's 1-for-2 with a single and a walk so far. And the pitch is waved at and missed. Now the pitch is in there for a called strike. And Wall is behind the count 0-2. Now the 0-2 is a breaking ball inside. Wall turning away from that one. One ball, two strikes. And this next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and that closes out the top of the eighth inning. Right, here's get one run back on one hit. Marcus Wilson's fourth homer of the year. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning with the score, Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 5.
Just three words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just three words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. A majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
The wait is over. Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are all heightened after a year without, so grab the gang and join us for a season of South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment you missed in 2020 are available now at weartacoma.com. Rainiers baseball, this is our city.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Las Vegas leading Tacoma 6-5 is our score. Rainiers go to the bullpen, bring in Danny Young to pitch the bottom of the eighth inning. See if he can put up a zero and give the Rainiers a shot to come back in the ninth. Young will face Nate Mondu to lead things off. Yoan Ramirez went one inning, allowed three hits and three runs all earned, walked one, struck out three in his season debut. He's the Rainiers' pitcher of record right now. The pitch to Mondu is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Wind gusting around the ballpark here today, blowing in for the most part. As here's one in for a strike, and we've got various loose papers, hot dog wrappers, empty bags of peanuts, just kind of blowing around in the outfield, in the infield. As here's one inside that almost hit Mondu. 2-1 the count. Now the next pitch from Young is poured in there for a strike, and the count's even 2-2. Now the next pitch from Young, swing and a foul back, still two balls, two strikes. Young gets a new baseball from the plate umpire. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And it's swung on, hit of the air behind third. Zach Green moves back into foul ground, his eye on it, and he makes the catch while on the move. Nicely done by Zach Green, the Rainiers' third baseman. And one man is out in the bottom of the eighth inning. J.J. Schwartz will be the next batter. He's 0-3 so far today. 6,153 the attendance in Vegas on this Sunday afternoon. They've drawn well through this series. Pitch from Young is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 is a swing and a miss. And the count's even, 1-1. In the ninth for the Rainiers, the top of the order is scheduled to hit Mejia, McCoy, and Raleigh. 1-1 pitch is over for a strike, 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. Time called by the batter. Now Schwartz steps in again. And the pitch is a called strike three. Young froze him, and there's the second out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now Marty Bacchino will be the hitter. His single on the 0-2 pitch last inning started the three-run rally that put Vegas out in front. Young's pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch misses for a ball. Wind gusting still here in Vegas. It's blowing harder now than it was earlier in this game. Now a swing and a liner towards right center, but over his Forrest Wall, and he runs it down for the final out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Danny Young sets down the side in order. Three up, three down. We'll see if the Red Raiders have a comeback in them. We go to the ninth inning with the score. Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 5.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Vegas 6, Tacoma 5. Sam Selman still in there to pitch, and his first pitch to Eric Mejia is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Vegas brought in Buddy Reed to play left field for Marty Bikina. So now the next pitch is taken down low for a ball. So Reed is in left. And he hits in the number 9 spot in the order. 2-0 to Mejia. Next pitch from Selman. Over for a strike. Rainier's trying to get the leadoff man aboard here. Down by a run in the ninth. And the pitch from Selman is a swing and a miss for a strike. Counts 2-2 now. Las Vegas does have a right-hander warming up. Two balls, two strikes to Eric Mejia. And the pitch is low and away, ball three. Full count to Mejia with McCoy on deck, Cal Raleigh after him. Three balls, two strikes. And the payoff pitch is a swing and a foul back. He went to a breaking ball on the full count. And Mejia was able to foul it off. Three balls, two strikes. And the payoff again. Swing and a miss, strike three. The ball's in the dirt. The catcher, Langeliers, has to pick it up and throw to first base for the putout, and he does. And that is the first out of the ninth inning. Third strikeout for Selman in one inning of work. And now Mason McCoy will be the bat. McCoy's 1-for-4 today with a single and a run scored. One out of the ninth. Vegas leads 6-5. Right-hand batter McCoy against the lefty Selman. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. McCoy asks for time to reset in the batter's box. He's ready to hit now. 0-1. And the pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right field. Up in the wind, Laureano moving towards the foul line. Still on the move, and he makes the catch down in the corner for the second out of the inning. He really took a circuitous route to that ball because of the wind and had to take many extra steps towards the foul line, but he caught it for the second out of the inning. The Red Ears are down to their last out. Cal Raleigh is the hitter. He's 2-for-3 today, 2 singles and a walk, and has scored a run. This is his first time batting right-handed today. Selman's pitch is a breaking ball outside, ball one. 1-0 the count to the switch hitting Cal Raleigh. Selman with a 1-0, swung on and hammered foul third base side. And the count's even, 1-1. Rainier's down a run with 2 outs in the ninth. No one on base. Here comes the 1-1 pitch on its way. And it is a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. Raleigh was out in front. 1-2. Rainier's need something to happen. They're down to their last strike. The 1-2 from Selman, swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Raleigh, and that does it. The Tacoma Raiders drop this one to Vegas, 6-5. They lose the series 4-2, and the Raiders drop to a season low 10 games under the 500 mark at 7-17 overall. They'll try to get things squared away in Salt Lake City on Tuesday. Tomorrow's an off day. Tuesday's game in Salt Lake City starts at 5:35 Pacific. Vegas takes this one 6-5, the final score. We'll recap it and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together. To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, Vegas takes this one 6-5 in the series finale against the Raiders as this one got away from the Tacoma bullpen in the late innings, specifically the seventh inning. Vegas did score twice in the second inning to take the lead, a 2-run double by Nate Mondu against the Raiders starter Ponce de Leon. But Ponce de Leon threw well today, and the Raiders gave him a lead with a 4-run rally in the top of the third inning. With one out at Vegas, starter Colin Wiles on the hill. Eric Mejia singled to right field. Mason McCoy then singled to right field. And Cal Raleigh singled to right field, loading the bases. Brian O'Keefe drew a bases-loaded walk to force in the Rainiers' first run of the game. That made it 2-1. And then Zach Green hit a 2-run single into left center, giving Tacoma a 3-2 lead. And Ben Ramirez followed with a base hit up the middle to bring in another run and make it 4-2 Tacoma in the third inning. It stayed that way for quite a while as Ponce de Leon was really throwing well. With two outs in the sixth inning, though, he walked Dalton Kelly, who then stole second base. Christian Lopes followed with an RBI single, bringing in Kelly from second base, making it 4-3. That chased Ponce de Leon, who was at 105 pitches at that time. He left with the lead, though, and Nick Ramirez came in and got the final out in the sixth. Right here's did not add on in the top of the seventh. And in the bottom of the seventh, Tacoma brought in Johan Ramirez, his first minor league appearance of the year after he'd been with the Mariners for the first month of the season. And Vegas got to him, and it started off kind of ominously with him facing Marty Bikina, the number nine hitter, just 2-for-28 on the season. Ramirez got ahead of him, strike one, strike two, and then his 0-2 pitch was swatted into left field for a base hit, and that got things started for Vegas. Ramirez then struck out Luis Barrera, but Ramon Laureano reached on a full count ball four, putting runners at first and second, and then Vimeo Machine doubled to the right field corner, bringing in Bikina with the tying run and Laureano with the go-ahead run, putting him up 5-4. And then Shea Langeliers followed with a single to right field that brought in Machine from second base, making it 6-4 Vegas. Ramirez did then strike out the next two batters to end the seventh inning, but the damage was done. Three runs were in. Right here's got one back in the eighth inning when Marcus Wilson blasted a two-out solo homer to left field, his fourth of the year and second of this series. That made it 6-5, but the Red Ears did not get another hit the rest of the way and went down in order in the ninth, and Vegas takes it 6-5 is the final score. Here are the final totals in tonight's game, today's game. For Vegas, 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Tacoma, 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors, left 7 on base. Winning pitcher is Ryan Castellani. He is 2-0. Save to Salmon, his second. Johan Ramirez takes the loss. He falls to 0-1. Time of the ball game was 2 hours and 39 minutes, and the attendance 6,153. With the win, Vegas goes to 13-11 on the season, and the Red Ears fall to 7-17. These two teams will not play each other until late May when Vegas visits Tacoma at Cheney Stadium. Vegas will come, I think it's May 24th, to Tacoma. For the Red Ears, they are off tomorrow and continue this road trip on Tuesday in Salt Lake City. And Tuesday's game is at 5:35 Pacific. And the Red Ears starting pitcher is to be determined at this time. But that game coming up on Tuesday in Salt Lake City. Vegas takes it 6-5 for the final score. Stay tuned. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
Vegas beats Tacoma 6-5 here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Let's take a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Starting things off with the Mariners, Julio Rodriguez connected for his first Major League home run today, one of his 3 hits in the game. The home run was a 3-run shot, and the Mariners beat the Marlins 7-3. That ended their 4-game losing streak. Logan Gilbert tossed a gem, allowed just 1 run in 5 2/3 innings to get the win. He's 4-0, outdueled the Marlins ace Sandy Alcantara. The Marlins' seven-game win streak came to a halt. So Mariners get the win, and they're back to two games over 500 with the victory today. Other games today, there were two other interleague games today. The Rangers beat the Braves 7-3. Adolis Garcia had three hits, including a triple, and drove in four runs to lead the Rangers today. And the third interleague game is the Dodgers and the Tigers. They're still playing in the sixth inning at Dodger Stadium. Dodgers hold the lead 4-0 over Detroit. Now for true American League games, they've had a long rain delay in Baltimore, but the Orioles are all smiles. They lead Boston 9-1 going to the eighth inning in Baltimore. They have resumed play there. The Minnesota Twins defeat the Tampa Bay Rays in Tampa 9-3. Jorge Polanco hit two doubles and drove in four runs. Josh Winder up from AAA gets his first major league win for the Twins, delivering six innings without allowing an earned run. Toronto holds off Houston 3-2. Santiago Espinal with a go-ahead two-run single, and Bo Bichette hit a two-run homer, his third home run of the season. The Angels hold off a furious White Sox rally and win 6-5 in Chicago. It was 6-0 going to the bottom of the ninth inning, and Michael Lorenzen was working on a shutout. And the White Sox scored five in the ninth, but the Angels did get that last out. Mike Trout hit his sixth homer of the year. Yankees beat the Royals 6-4. Two home runs today for Aaron Judge, who drove in three. Judge has eight home runs on the season. And the Guardians lead Oakland 6-0 in the top of the sixth inning in Oakland. And now for our National League scores. Padres have a 5-2 lead over Pittsburgh in the ninth inning. That game had a rain delay in Pittsburgh today, but they were able to resume and are in the ninth inning right now. Cubs shut out the Brewers 2-0 in Milwaukee. Marcus Stroman out-dueling Corbin Burns, each pitcher going seven innings. Burns struck out 10, but he allowed two runs. Stroman only struck out five, but he allowed no runs on just two hits, and he got the win. Cardinals defeat the Diamondbacks 7-5. Nolan Arenado with his sixth home run of the season. Harrison Bader hit his first. Cardinals are now three games over 500. Rockies lead the Reds 10-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Reds need a miracle, or else they're going to fall to 3-19 if they lose today. My goodness. Nationals are up 5-0 on San Francisco in the bottom of the fifth inning in San Fran. And Sunday night baseball tonight is the Phillies and the Mets. Max Scherzer on the hill for the Mets tonight against Zach Eflin. That game starts in a little more than an hour. Here in Vegas, the Rainiers fall. 6-5, the final score. We'll be back with more on the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show right after this.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, Vegas takes this one 6-5, the final score today at Las Vegas Ballpark. And this series got off to a really good start for the Rainiers. They won two of the first three here. Looked like they were going to have their first successful series of the season. Didn't happen. They lost the last three games. Vegas takes the series 4-2. And Tacoma is now 10 games under 500 on the year at 7-17. Rainiers had a lead in this one, too, at the seventh inning stretch, and they brought in their guy fresh from the big leagues, Yoan Ramirez, and didn't work out. They got to Ramirez for three runs, and Vegas with a comeback win, 6-5. Other finals from around the league, El Paso defeats Reno 8-6. Round Rock leads Salt Lake 9-4. They're in a rain delay in the bottom of the eighth inning in Salt Lake City. The Rainiers head there next. Oklahoma City and Sugarland are in a slugfest in Bricktown. Oklahoma City leading 14-8. It was 14-2, and Sugarland is storming back. They had a six-run seventh inning, and they're now batting in the eighth. And Albuquerque leads Sacramento 12-8 in the seventh inning. Get this. Kevin Padlo, recently DFA'd by the Mariners and picked up by the Giants, he's hit three home runs for Sacramento today. And they're only in the seventh inning. Sacramento is losing the game at Albuquerque 12-8. Well, the Rainiers fall in this one, and they've already seen Salt Lake this year, going to play them at their place now. Salt Lake opened up the season at Cheney, and they won four in that series, four of the six. We'll see if the Red Ears can fare a little better facing them in Salt Lake City. The Red Ears head there on Tuesday. First pitch will be at 5:35 Pacific, pregame show at 5:25. Starting pitchers to be determined at this time. The Red Ears and the Bees on Tuesday. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Off day tomorrow, and Rainiers baseball coming back your way on Tuesday. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Las Vegas Ballpark, where the kids are running the bases right now. Our final score today was Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 5. Have a great afternoon. Alice, what do you get?